State Administration Secretary Michael Morgan was asked in Wisconsin Public Television over the weekend how much help he'd like from the federal government.
In a perfect world, we'd like to see the federal government sending back to the state of Wisconsin an amount on the order of $1 billion.
Governor Jim Doyle joked yesterday that in his perfect world, a federal stimulus package would include $5 billion for Wisconsin, so the state could fill its entire budget shortfall all at once. The governor says $1 billion is an optimistic number to expect from Washington, but he hopes the state gets something that large.
If you look at what's happening around the country, there's no doubt there's just going to have to be a very large, the federal government's going to help states in a very big way.
Doyle says otherwise schools would be put under incredible stress and healthcare programs would be cut back to the point where people who need the help aren't going to get it.
To me, the more we get, the easier it is we're going to be able to deal with this, although no matter what we get, it's going to be an incredibly difficult time that we're going through.
Some congressional leaders have discussed an economic stimulus in the range of $700 billion over 2 years. It's not clear how much of that would be dedicated to state aid. Whatever does get set aside for state governments, the governor says Wisconsin could expect about 2%, or 1/50th, since it makes up roughly that share of the country's overall population. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.